The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Philip and I also discussed the need to search for a new head coach as soon as possible. In the course of that discussion, Philip concluded that he thought it best and suggested that a new coach and a new athletic director form a partnership that could provide long-term stability and success for our football program. And he suggested that I hire a new athletics director to select the new head football coach.
But the question now lies, who's going to help find the athletic director and who's going to have the biggest voice in the room in finding who that athletics director is to then find that head football coach? Tyler Ivins, Will West, hour number two of the Starting Lineup, 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Jeremy Pruitt is out, and now Tennessee is going to begin finding and hunting for their next head football coach, currently Kevin Steele on the interim basis. Good morning to you. Hour number two, where Will, let's just go ahead and address some of the questions and the big elephant that's in the room. As the reports are already starting to surface that Peyton Manning is going to have a very large role or a big role in Tennessee's head coaching search. Peyton Manning is going to have a say in what direction Tennessee is going to be heading in beginning in 2021. Last time this happened and there was a massive coaching search, there were some people who were led to believe, and whether it's factual or lies, whatever it may be, just a little false truce, that Peyton Manning and a couple other people had a direction they wanted to go in with a coaching hire, and then it turned into Jeremy Pruitt. Ultimately, your thoughts on where Tennessee is now? They're really starting day number one of coaching search season here on Rocky Top.
Yeah, so it's it will be interesting to see the way that this works out. I'll be real. It was told last week that Peyton was going to be involved in a coaching situation this time. It'll be interesting how much Peyton's involved with this, you know, and then when the report came out yesterday, that's why I tagged you and the Adam Gase coming to Tennessee. Yeah.
And then I saw people still want to fight you, by the way.
I actually saw people actually say, don't rule out Adam Gase for the Tennessee job after that, which I thought, man, I was just joking. You're like, I wouldn't try to speak that into existence, dude. So I don't know. Look, Tennessee's done worse than Adam Gase before at the college level, I guess. At the end of the day, let's see what happens with the boosters. The problem with Tennessee is getting all the boosters in order, because you got great boosters who are brilliant business people who cut a big check and they all want to say in the room and they want to be in the room where it happens, Hamilton style. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to get them in order on one thing, because if you're trying to split the baby in half so many times, then you end up with just nothing. And so I think over and over again, that's something that Tennessee's done. What John Curry tried to do was run off with, because he had already alienated boosters from his time before when he was here, because he's not a particularly nice guy. John Curry, or he wasn't when he was here, I'll say that. John Curry ran off with just one booster and Peyton Manning, and they went and tried to make hires, and the other boosters kept blowing it up. So I don't think you can go that route. What you need to do is whoever comes in here as AD needs to sit down with the boosters and say, I need you guys to get on the same page, and I need you guys to get the ducks in a row. From what I'm told at Alabama, that's the first thing they did with Nick Saban, was say, you're going to get in a row, and that way you guys talk it amongst yourself and then come to us. That way I'm not taking eight different phone calls about different things that people want. You also can't just give the boosters everything they want, because we got boosters that didn't want Kyle Whittingham. They wanted Derek Dooley. We got boosters that that didn't want Dan Mullen. You know what I mean? So the boosters have made some bad decisions at Tennessee before. The boosters wanted Derek Dooley. You know what I mean? So that's part of the issue here at Tennessee is the boosters, and I think the first order of business for an AD is to get them in line. Peyton may be the guy that can do that. They can get the boosters to say, okay, you guys get together, huddle up, and say what you got to say, and then once you guys sort out and argue out whatever it is you need to argue out, then you come to us with what you think. That Peyton may be the guy that can get that done, and if they can find Tennessee, that's my hope.
That's Will West. Your phone calls, let's get those lined up now. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. We'll get started with Tommy this morning. Hey, Tommy, Tyler, and Will, good morning.
Thank you. Will, if you remember when Coach Fulmer got the AD job, there was a young man up there, and I think he was the assistant AD, and he left and went to Chattanooga. And as I understand, he did a good job down there. And then he left Chattanooga and went to another school. And I was just wondering, do you think there might be a chance that he would be interested in coming back up here? Because He knows the boosters. He knows the athletic department. He knows the lay of the land. Or do you think he's moved on?
Yeah, David Blyburn, is that who you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you, I really, really, just as a, from a personal note, full disclosure before I start talking about this, I really, 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 really personally like David Blyburn. So I just
I
think he's
too.
Good. He's a great dude. And so there were problems at Chattanooga about whether or not he got to make a hire versus the boosters and him. They got to make a hire, or the administration and him got to make a hire. So that's one of the reasons he left Chattanooga, and it wasn't pretty. You know what I mean? The way that he left Chattanooga. I don't know if that's the route they go, because he's now an associate AD at MTSU, if memory serves, David is. But if they hired him, I would say that would be a good hire. I do think
I
that it's more likely they hire either John Gilbert out of ECU or Mark Ingram out of UAB. I think those two guys, because they are current sitting Division I and FBS ADs, I think it's more likely that those guys would be the hire. But if they hire David Blyburn, I think that Tennessee would do very well with David Blyburn here.
I feel the same way. He done a good job, Will, while he was up here, I thought.
I'll just say this, too. When it came to all those bad coaching hires, Blyburn was the one guy that had it right. and nobody wanted to listen to him. So they're, at least that's from people. And I'll say that David's never told me that. Other people around the university have told me that Blyburn wanted to hire this guy. And I'm like, well, why didn't they hire that guy? And they're like, it's not who the boosters wanted. So I Blackburn's never divulged that to me, but I, you know, and a few times I've talked to him, but I just, from what I understand, when it came to who they should have hired for the football coach, they probably should have listened to David Blyburn a lot more.
Tommy, we appreciate it. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. More of your phone calls and a lot more to dive into, with Jeremy Pruitt being dismissed along with assistant coaches and personnel. And now the search, day number one, continues for the University of Tennessee in finding their next head football coach, while Kevin still sits in on the interim basis. Ivins and West in the starting lineup for your Tuesday, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
After 3 years at the helm, Tennessee is firing Jeremy Pruitt for cause, as a month-long investigation into the football program are likely to result in the findings of Level 1 and or Level 2 violations. Pruitt managed a record of 16-19 during his tenure with one bowl victory. Aside from Pruitt, Tennessee also fired two assistant coaches, Brian Niedermeyer and Shelton Felton, along with seven more staffers for cause amid the investigation. Kevin Steele has been named acting head coach. Tennessee Athletics Director Philip Fulmer also announced his intentions to retire as the university seeks another head football coach. Dante Plowman said Fulmer is in no way related to the investigation. Fulmer plans to stay in place until his successor is named. Tennessee men's basketball team jumped up four spots to number six in the latest AP poll that was released on Monday following a convincing win over Vanderbilt. Tennessee will be back in action tonight on the road at Florida for a 7 o'clock tip. Pre-game coverage and call on the Vol Radio Network can be heard right here on the Sports Animal beginning at 6:30. Former Vols offensive lineman Wanya Morris, who entered the transfer portal last week, announced he is transferring to Oklahoma. The Vols also lost two 2021 commits amidst the Jeremy Pruitt firing, and wide receiver Jordan Mosley and offensive lineman Colby Smith. And Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields officially declared for the NFL draft. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Tyler Ivins and Will West bring you the starting lineup Monday through Friday beginning at 6 a.m. here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
My thoughts are, I'm 70 years old. I am not going to be the athletic director at age 80. It was always my expectation I would move on from athletics sooner rather than later. It only makes sense that I make that move this semester so that a new coach with a new athletic director can implement their vision together.
Current athletic director Philip Fulmer, who will be stepping down once a new athletic director is hired at the University of Tennessee. We welcome you back. Starting lineup here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. You just heard Philip Fulmer there, next head football coach for the next 10-plus years at the University of Tennessee. You'd have to imagine, Will, that it's going to eliminate interim head football coach Kevin Steele from the conversation. Maybe it doesn't. But Fulmer, who's 70 right now, I mean, It was very unrealistic to imagine he was going to be sticking around much longer anyway. And then you have Kevin Steele, who currently, by the way, will be celebrating his 63rd birthday coming up on March 17th of this year. So, again, if you look at Kevin Steele long term, he's clearly going to be auditioning for this position. That's why I believe that he's going to get the opportunity to be the interim head coach this year. But I don't know how realistic Kevin Steele is as being a candidate to fulfill that job on a full-time basis.
Can I ask you guys this, Ed, because we need to address it because everyone's written about it nationally. To me, there is no correlation with Greg Schiano should have been the coach, and so then you got Jeremy Pruitt. Because there were so many twists and turns between Greg Schiano and then finally landing on Jeremy Pruitt that I understand why. It's just because it's a lazy, easy take because people are mad when fans. Yeah, people get mad when fans use – like, there's a whole lot of ring kissing in college athletics. And it's the reason college athletics has gone along the way that it has for so many years.
Sure.
I just don't understand the connection to – look, Greg Schiano is a notoriously bad guy. Remove Penn State from the situation. The stuff that happened at Tampa Bay, you should never let Greg Schiano be in charge of young men. Never.
Yeah.
Just this – based on that alone. And then let's also throw in Mike McCreary's testimony. And if it was good enough to get a Joe Pa statue torn down, don't you think it's probably good enough to say, and let's have some questions about Greg Schiano? I guess I'm bothered by how lazy the take is that, well, you didn't want Schiano, and then you got Jeremy Pruitt, and you're getting what you deserve. There were a whole lot of twists and turns that happened between Greg Schiano and finally landing on Jeremy Pruitt. Hey, Tennessee offered the job to two other coaches in that time, and Boosters blew it up. You know what I mean? So I don't understand why. I guess I understand why, because it's just a lazy, easy hot take, and we're mad at fans who didn't want this guy who gave me an interview one time or was easy to give me a quote, even though we know he's a bad guy. Am I wrong to look at I don't have beef with Wolken, and I don't have beef with Pat Forty, but I'm looking at that and just saying, dude, that's so lazy. Like, at Feinbaum, that's so lazy.
This is two national bullies who see the thin skin of Tennessee's fan base or get attracted to any click in any article, and they know they're going to get reaction. Now, where things get a little hairy is when you start grouping in some of those guys and with other forms of the media, and then it's just media in general, okay? And then this is where you start coloring outside of the lines with, you know, that's when politics start coming in, and then that type of media gets blended in, and then all media is the same media, and then it's all so murky at that point in time, you can't decipher who is who and what is what. So, you know what? Best piece of advice I could tell those people is just to ignore them, because they just feed off the click buttons and they feed off the block button and the mute button. And then, you know, let's be real. There are some just grade A bad people in the Tennessee fan base who perhaps maybe churn the pot, and that's just kind of what they do, okay? That's fine. But that's not majority of Tennessee fans, okay? They just want to win football games, and sometimes can they be a hair unrealistic? Sure. But I think what's happening here is that they are very sensitive to certain things, and people know where that sensitivity is, and they wear those emotions on their shoulder, and they're such an easy target. That's just it's just kind of bullying through the media, and then you just have to ignore that.
Well, I think with Wolken, I was right. I want to be proven right because I got outed for doing the job for John Curry, which, you know what I mean, you're not supposed to do the job.
Oh, he's a dog with a bone, Will. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So with 40, I do think it's just lazy. You know what I mean? Honestly, I think the 40 does it. He's one of those old school guys that you bend down and you kiss the ring, and you bend the knee to whoever the coach is and things like that. I think he's that guy. Feinbaum's just lazy. You know what I mean? That's what Feinbaum is, and that becomes easy as well. Full disclosure, I was one of those dudes that just said, you don't need to hire this guy. This is a bad hire. He's a bad person. And if people want to say, and you know, Herb's got into it with Herb Street that night, got into it with a whole lot of people. Because, yeah. You know, my argument was, if there's a question about Penn State, then you just go in a different direction. You know what I mean? And if you want to say, okay, fine, remove Penn State from the equation if you want to do that. He was under investigation from the NFLPA for lying and saying his quarterback failed a drug test because he didn't want to get shamed for the fact that he benched him and he shouldn't have. Tampa Bay ended up having to pay about $23 million for him and the people that he worked with. Guys got MRSA in a locker room, and they lied to the press about it, the fact that they got MRSA in the locker room. And said that they were doing something else and that they got injured a different way. Some of them, with one of them that was a really good Christian man, And they claimed the guy was cheating on his wife and got a social disease. Like, there's been some scumbags in the world of college athletics in the day. Greg Schiano's chief among them that's alive right now. And look, I was a scumbag too in the day. So people can change. But at the time, we saw no repentance from Schiano. It was just doubling down on it. And so I just looked at it and said, you can't bring Greg Schiano in here. You can, but man, you're going to get what you get. He might win some games, but gosh, you're not going to be proud of this program once he's here. And so I was one of those people that said that I understand why Greg Schiano was out. So I guess the revisionist history is what bothers me so much about Thamel. And Thamel's the one guy, because Thamel's not usually lazy. But maybe there's a different skill set reporting news versus giving opinions. But when I see Wolken, when I see 40, when I see Thamel, when I see Feinbaum, act as if it was just a straight line between fans didn't want Greg Schiano to then you hire Jeremy Pruitt. Bro, there was like five stops in between there that Tennessee could have taken that would have probably worked out. They just ended up landing on one that didn't.
That's Will West, very well said this morning. And we get back on the other side. More of your phone calls at 656-9900. Jeremy Pruitt has responded through representation, which includes the comment that he was blindsided by his dismissal by the University of Tennessee. Blindsided. Let's discuss a little bit of that coming up before 9 a.m. this morning. Tyler Ivins and Will West at 656-9900. The morning show we like to call the starting lineup here on the flagship station of the University of Tennessee, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Halfway home here, your Tuesday morning TSL. Just a day removed after Jeremy Pruitt. Many members of his staff dismissed with cause by Donde Plowman, chairman of the University of Tennessee. You'll hear more from President Randy Boyd as well as current athletics director Philip Fulmer, who will be stepping down in pursuit of a new AD and head coach so they can partner up together. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. We're going to hear from Jeremy Pruitt. He responds after his termination through his representation in Michael Lyons. Jeremy Pruitt saying he was blindsided by his termination yesterday by the University of Tennessee. We'll get into those comments coming up momentarily. But first, Will, you picked up the Monday W. Let's see if you can go back-to-back Tuesdays. Five burning questions now on TSL.
Head-to-head, toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano. It's time for five burning questions. Brought to you by Life Safety Inspections. Saving lives one extinguisher at a time. It's not just a motto, it's how we do business.
All right, guys, who would get the first call if you were hiring Tennessee's next coach?
Look, to me, the list is short. It's sweet. And this is without knowing what the penalties are going to be for the violations from the NCAA. To me, you call Gus Malzahn and you blow out Kevin Steele. We know what happened on the Plains. Those two are not going to be able to work together again. But why would you not want to win why would you not want a head coach that's got a winning pedigree, who has won in the SEC before, who has a decent track record against Alabama and has a national championship? Look, these guys, they're very far and few between. You're not going to get a Dabo. You're not going to get a Nick Saban. Get tier two. Gus Malzahn's tier two.
It is Gus Malzahn. To me, it's just about you need something solid. You need a foundation. And look at the way it worked out hiring Rick Barnes at Tennessee from Texas in a very similar like situation. Boosters wanted to go with a young guy, things like that. So they blew out Rick Barnes, and just being very good wasn't good enough for them. Just being very good at Auburn was, I don't know that it wasn't good enough for them, but they, you know, listened to Kevin Steele and they shouldn't have. Go hire Gus Malzahn. You would have to blow out Kevin Steele. That's fine. You're not paying him a whole lot anyway.
Right.
And just have a guy that you know that walks in with a very high floor, and let's see if you could reach that ceiling. He also beat Alabama like 14 months ago, which has been a long time since Tennessee's done that.
Is the Tennessee job still a top 20 job in college football?
It is without the NCAA stuff hanging over your head. Right now, today, it is not because of the NCAA stuff hanging over your head. It's a top 15 job and maybe even a top 10 job before that. But because you've got the resources, you've got facilities, you've got proximity to players, the NCAA stuff knocks it out of the top 20, though.
I'm not there yet. No, I think because of what has happened over the last decade plus, that it's on the tier. It's right there on the outside cusp. I'd say it's a top 25 program, and then I think it drastically drops off if you do have NCAA violations to tie to it. You're on there. You and I just were just different on where our numbers are at, but I think we agree based on the deck half full, a full deck out of the box.
All right, give us the craziest call you would make when it comes to Tennessee's next coach.
All right, I'm going to say this, and when I say it, I know it's going to get a lot of people kind of turned upside down on this. I called David Cutcliffe, and I know some people are like, well, that's not crazy at all. What? That's not really getting a little too wacky. David Cutcliffe is now handing off play calling duties at Duke. It just seems right now that he kind of sees the writing on the wall, or at least perhaps maybe needs to start ushering in a new style of football. Why not bring him home? And I'm not doing this whole feels like 98 thing. That's not what I'm doing at all. I'm not saying go get Chavis, Sanders. That's not none of that. I'm just simply saying when it comes to one person, think outside the box who I think needs a little bit of shot in the dark. I think David Cutcliffe's the guy you go. That's the route you want to go, especially if you want Tennessee ties in with the next athletic director.
Eric Bieniemy is the guy I call. These jabroni, worthless NFL teams aren't going to hire him, which means they'll be firing their coach in 2 years if they hire this time. I'll take Robert Saleh. I'll take Arthur Smith out of the equation. The rest of them are going to end up having to rehire a coach in 2 or 3 years anyway. Eric Bieniemy is not going to get an NFL job, it looks like, no matter what he does. So if he wants a path forward to being a head coach, it looks like it's going to have to be through the college ranks. He probably says no, but I'm going to make him tell me no. I also look at it and say, yes, there's the fear that he wins a ton and then goes to the NFL in 2 or 3 years. That's a good problem to have if you're Tennessee. So I would make Eric Bieniemy tell me no before it was all said and done.
Give us the name of the coach you would call if the top names turn Tennessee down.
Gerard Mayo. I saw yesterday. I mean, look, he just interviewed for an NFL job. That guy's a fantastic defensive assistant. He's also one of the two most impressive former Tennessee players that I interviewed ever in my life. That's how impressive Gerard Mayo is. Ramon Foster and Gerald Riggs said he wants the job. If I get turned down by the big names, I ain't going that far before I call Gerard Mayo.
Matt Entz. You're saying, who's Matt Entz? He's the head football coach right now at North Dakota State University. And I know FCS-level coaches, some people will roll their eyes at it. There are just some programs that continuously pump out great minds. And guess what? North Dakota State is that on the FCS level. Look at what's happening with App State when now they're on the FBS level, what they've been able to do with offensive minds. The most recently, Eli Drinkwitz, Scott Satterfield, you know those names, and what they've done at Louisville and Missouri, respectively. So for me, Matt Entz, do a little digging at what he's done on the FCS level. I know it's going to be a little few and far between because they didn't play this year due to a pandemic. He's got a winning mentality. Fargo knows how to find them. It seems like they're a third world country up there near the Canadian border.
All right, last up today is Dolly Parton's 75th birthday. Is Dolly the greatest Tennessean of all time?
Well, if I can't say Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, then I'm going to say that it is Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton right now is right. Anytime you see her face, she's smiling. She just shines positivity. And look at what she's done with research trying to battle the whole COVID-19 issue. So to me, thumbs up. I think Dolly Parton is a close one. You can go 1A, 1B with Andrew Jackson.
You know, she's number one for me because I think she's done more to help people than any president in my lifetime. So if I look at Dolly Parton, thousands of people, kids, got to go to college and Dolly Parton helped them get there or go to trade schools. Dolly Parton got there. For kids in rural Appalachia that didn't have access to books with the Imagination Library that she's done, Dolly Parton's been able to help them and help literacy rates in rural Appalachia. Bringing Pigeon Forge to a completely different level from what it was when we were growing up. Yes, I'm a Sevier County guy, but the things, and then also helped us be able to get the vaccine done. For gosh sakes, what hasn't Dolly done at this point? So yes, Dolly, also Jolene is awesome. It's a great song. Ooh. So when I put all of those together, yes, Dolly Parton's the greatest Tennessean of all time.
What hasn't Dolly Parton done? You want to answer this question? Dolly Parton has not made her Christmas parade at Dollywood every December longer than 8 minutes. If I'm going to stand outside and freeze my hind end off, I'd like to get more than 8 minutes of lights in cars that are dressed up with lights on it. You know what I'm saying?
The answer we were looking for, gentlemen, was Davy Crockett. But Dolly is certainly up there,
man,
so you can't really
disrespect
argue.
Disrespect Dolly on her 75th birthday.
I'm not disrespecting
Dolly. She's three
Dolly.
Quarters, and you're over there throwing cake in her face.
She's the queen.
So felt like you disrespected Dolly there.
She's the one that got away, to be honest with you guys. She really is.
She's the only person I've ever seen and met in my entire life, and I gasped when she did it. She was at Wivick one time decade ago. And she came around the corner right there where the News Talk studio is. And she came around the corner, and I was like, holy, it's 6:15 in the morning. That's Dolly bleeping Parton right here, right? I literally was like, like it took my breath away that I just ran into Dolly Parton. That's the only person I've ever, one of the few people I've ever been starstruck by in my entire life.
Be real, how long should a Christmas parade be at minimum?
However long Dolly Parton tells you it is. That's how long a Christmas parade should be.
Tell
Dolly Parton how long the parade is. Dolly Parton tells you how long the parade is, and you'll like it.
I mean, our WIBK Christmas parade is pretty long. It's awesome every year.
But let's be honest. What's Christmas in the Smokies without a turkey leg, a sweet tea, and watching the 8-minute Dollywood Christmas parade going through the amusement park? 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Your tweets and phone calls, we'll get to those. Jeremy Pruitt claims he was blindsided by the termination letter he received yesterday from Dante Plowman, ending his relationship with the University of Tennessee. Not only that, but you're going to hear from Chairman Plowman coming up throughout the end of the program. And you've heard where the first call would be for us. Will and I both agree it's Gus Malzahn. Where would your first phone call be to hire the next head football coach at the University of Tennessee? 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Christmas theme? No, we just want a list that you would send upstairs to find out who the next head football coach is at the University of Tennessee. We'll talk about it till 9 a.m. here on the starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sportsman.
After 3 years at the helm, Tennessee is firing Jeremy Pruitt for cause after a month-long investigation into the football program that likely to result in findings of Level 1 and or Level 2 violations. Pruitt managed a record of 16-19 during his tenure, one bowl victory. Aside from Pruitt, Tennessee also fired two assistant coaches, Brian Niedermeyer, Shelton Felton, seven more staffers for cause amid the investigation. Kevin Steele has been named acting head coach. Tennessee Athletics Director Philip Fulmer also announced his intentions to retire as the university sets off to search for a new head coach. Fulmer plans to stay in place until his successor is named. Dante Plowman made sure to note that Philip Fulmer is in no way, shape, or form connected to the investigation. Tennessee basketball team jumped up four spots to number six in the latest AP poll on Monday following a convincing win over Vanderbilt over the weekend. Tennessee will be back in action tonight at Florida, 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage beginning right here at 6:30 on the Sports Animal. Number 2 Baylor handled number 9 Kansas 77-69 in college hoops last night. St. John's upset number 23 UConn 74-70. And the NFL Combine will have a different look this year. Won't be held in Indianapolis to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. All on-field work will be done at campus pro days. All testing and interviews will be held virtually. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. 7:46, Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Philip and I agree that defensive assistant coach Kevin Steele should be named acting head coach. Although he only recently joined the Volunteers, he has the right leadership experience, having been a former head coach at Baylor and defensive coordinator at Auburn. He also served as the interim head coach at Auburn and is widely considered a top recruiter. Coach Steele has deep volunteer roots, having played here and coached here in the past. We will give him the support he needs to keep the program moving forward towards success.
Tonight, I want to give it all to you. Dante Plowman, chairman at the University of Tennessee yesterday during a press conference announcing the dismissal of Jeremy Pruitt. You heard mention interim head football coach Kevin Steele on the job less than a week, and then he finds out that he's going to be taking over the interim job. At least that's what Philip Fulmer told us yesterday during his chat with the media. By the way, for those of you who want a little bit of a cleanup research on how things went for Mr. Steele, his time in Waco, Will, in 4 years as the Baylor head football coach, they finished with a record of 9-36, 1-31 in Big 12 play. Not good, Jack. That's not going to work out well for anybody, even in the Big 12 conference. Auburn either. They lost their bowl game when he was filling in for Gus Malzahn when they fell in the Citrus Bowl this year.
He had no way ever should get the job. But nobody was winning at Baylor back then. Frankly, Briles had to come bring in downright criminals to be able to win. That's right. Why Matt Rhule got an NFL job so fast and got paid so much, because he went and did it clean. You know, he learned as clean as you can in college athletics at this point. So, at Baylor, which is a tough place to do that. So, that's one of the reasons why I just look at Kevin Steele and I think there is no chance you actually need to be giving him the job.
Okay, quick question. Something we've been teasing for the last couple of minutes. I want to get into it. Jeremy Pruitt, through his representation after the internal investigation, at least as of right now, found him deemable to be fired and terminated without pay. He said he was blindsided by the termination letter he received from Donde Plowman yesterday. You buying this? Because
no.
I feel like that this has been a topic that has been touched on for quite a bit of time on talk radio across the city, in particular on this program, for at least 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, no, he was not blindsided by it. If I'm not wasn't blindsided by it, Jeremy Pruitt wasn't blindsided by it. So, yeah, no. But this is the game we're all playing for whatever reason. And I think we've done it so many times around here that none of us have any – we have no palate for this, right? Like, we all know what the score is with Coach Fulmer. Everybody loves Coach Fulmer, but it didn't work. You got it. Here's the door. You know what I mean? So as far as, like, him choosing that he's going to retire – nobody's believing that, but and it's okay to play whatever ruse you want to. Jeremy Pruitt clutching his pearls and pretending like he didn't know this was coming. This is the part of the ruse that Jeremy Pruitt's got to play before they go legally into whatever situation they go into. It's annoying. It's frustrating. We've all seen it so many times before, but no, Jeremy Pruitt is, his lawyers are telling an outright lie when they say he was blindsided by this.
656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. You're talking about $12 million. You're talking about quite a bit of money, especially what would be bought out if you were to move on from the coaching staff you have in place right now. I know you don't have a crystal ball in front of you. I know that you can't determine what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, but how do you play this game? And better yet, let's role play here. And this might be a difficult question to ask, but if there's anybody I can put on the spot and have him try to give me an answer, it's you. Are you kind of, which way do you play this? He's a Jimmy Sexton client, and you're going to probably want to play ball with Jimmy Sexton in the near future if you're going to hire one of his clients to take over for Jeremy Pruitt. But you also want to save some money on the tab of the buyout, but maybe you need to do a little hush-hush money and maybe keep Jeremy Pruitt quiet, because if you think it's bad now, what happens if Tennessee's former head football coach perhaps maybe starts pointing out where the bodies are at the University of Tennessee? So I kind of feel like it's a real tricky situation, Will. How do you even begin to start maneuvering around the landmines that are in a dismissal, pay, you know, fire without cause, terminate without cause? And right now, Tennessee, I just kind of feel like they're in a tricky situation.
Yeah, it's look, if it were me, I would have tried to negotiate a buyout with him already. If he wasn't willing to take that, then I would have said, okay, we're firing you for cause, and we'll start negotiating from there. You're going to have to give him some because he's a Jimmy Sexton client. Jimmy Sexton's going to get his money from you one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Also, you don't want Jeremy Pruitt to start singing, right? So
yep.
You don't want this to go so far that it ruins his career. You'd like to get him some level of him to go be a DC somewhere and just you be done with him, and he can go on with his career, and you go on with yours. So, but if it is bad enough that we're talking about multiple level one violations, you probably have a little bit of hand. Jeremy Pruitt probably knows where the bodies are buried and knows which boosters give what money to who. And so to be able to get recruits in here, so he's got a little bit of hand. So to me, this is just, we're starting negotiations from Tennessee's not going to pay the buyout and Jeremy Pruitt wants his buyout. It will end up somewhere in the middle, but Tennessee's going to have to come off of something to be able to keep Jeremy Pruitt from singing like a canary.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. We take a small, small smidge of a hiccup break to let you know that it's time for you to play the game. Sure, sometimes you need a palate cleanser. Sometimes you need a timeline cleanser, and we're doing that right now. Do you want your chance to score the Harmony Pillow? Because we spin the wheel, we play the game. We give you that opportunity to win next from Emma Lilly to start hour number three of the starting lineup. It's the Tuesday, the day after Jeremy Pruitt was dismissed on the Hill, and the search is underway for Tennessee's next head football coach. The latest, the breaking news, the details you need to know are happening right here on your home for Tennessee Sports, 99.1, the Sports Animal.